This is Chiona Sojani. Here are the Studio 7 headlines for Monday, July 5th, 2016. The situation is calm but tense in Harare following skirmishes between some local residents and police over a large number of police roadblocks, which they claim are draining their daily takings. And some Zimbabweans are planning to stage more protests starting tomorrow to express their displeasure over the current social and economic environment in the country. Former Vice President Joyce Mujuru, who is the leader of the opposition, Zimbabwe People's First, is set to address journalists about the current social, economic, and political situation in the Southern African nation. Zimbabwe's Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa has been booed by Zimbabweans living in Britain during his trip to seek funds to reboot the country's ailing economy. Will London give Zimbabwe any funds to revamp the economy? And the Hospitality Association of Zimbabwe says the tourism industry is on a downward trend, registering a 5% drop in bookings since last year and March this year. The association has attributed the slump of business to the present harsh economic situation in the country, fueled by excessive police roadblocks and cash shortages. Stay tuned for these stories and more coming up on Studio 7 at 7:30 p.m. on 909 Medium Wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15460 shortwave frequencies. We also broadcast on www.channelzim.net. Please check us out on Facebook, WhatsApp, and Twitter. This evening on Live Talk, our host of The Connection, Tungamili Nkomo, will be talking with listeners about the youth and a proposed stay away in Zimbabwe tomorrow. What do you think about the current situation right now in Zimbabwe? Participate by sending your messages on our WhatsApp number 001-202-465-0318. The number again, 001-202-465-0318. You can also post comments on this Facebook wall or send us your number so we can call you back. Please note we are live streaming on all Studio 7 Facebook pages. Stay tuned.